Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab. We have heard of the apology of Mr. Muqaddam to Mufti A.K. Hussain. Please elaborate on what happened.
Gee, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We praise Almighty Allah Jalla wala first and foremost. Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. What happened was last year Ramadan, our fasting month 1439. I don't think I was even in the country. I was gone overseas. But anyway, a tragic incident took place in Cape Town, and somebody was murdered and so forth. And suddenly we heard that our names are incriminated and mentioned, that we have blood on our hands. My name was mentioned, and it was written Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Majlis, that he was also involved. So obviously that we got nothing to do with these type of things. So we were shocked and so forth. So anyway, to cut a long story short, we contacted our brother Imran Muqaddam and told him that you better cite some proof, otherwise this will become a legal matter. And then anyway, going to and fro, so we told him that see, that we don't want to go to court and sue you or anything, we're just asking you for an apology. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafizahullah said he's practicing on taqwa and no need for Imran Muqaddam to apologize to Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. I said no, I will practice on fatwa and he must apologize, because when we leave people, then many times people take advantage. So that is how he apologized, and so we accept the apology, we got no problem with that. But if he's sincere, Almighty Allah will make him repent, and we also will say Allah must forgive him. And if it is not sincere apology, then the matter rests between him and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, Almighty Allah give all of us hidayat. So that is what this was all about, and therefore we are putting it on our website and informing the public that when people make wild allegations like this, then remember we have the right to take action. You either apologize or either we can take you to court as well, because this type of statements to call us like a murderer, that we have blood on our hands, not once in our life did we ever advocate, you must remember, violence or terror or so forth. Always, whether we speak against the Shias or Qadianis or Ahmadis, and we say again, they're non-Muslim. Shias are non-Muslim, Qadianis are non-Muslim, Ahmadis are non-Muslim, Aga Khanis are non-Muslim. So we say this to protect the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't want a polluted and diluted Islam. So we want the true, pristine Islam, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And therefore, that is our stance, and non-negotiable that will be. So after that, you can call us whatever you want to, but when people go beyond the limits, then we have the right to defend ourselves. Yes, we accept the apology. May Almighty Allah guide us all.
Ameen. Shukran for that, Mufti Saab.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.